Scientists may have spotted the Soviet Union lander that's been missing for 60 years. On the 3rd of February, 1966, the Soviet Union's Luna 9 became the first human-made object to touch down on the lunar surface and beam back a photo of the moon. Since then, the whereabouts of the spacecraft have remained a mystery. But now, a team of astronomers believes they're getting close to finding the remains of the long-lost lunar probe. A team led by Lewis Pinault, from University College London, designed a machine learning algorithm to scour through hundreds of images of the moon's surface, captured by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. The program, called You Only Look Once, Extraterrestrial Artifact, or YOLO-E, to scan the dusty lunar surface in search of Luna 9. The team has narrowed it down to multiple possible locations. Any of these spots could hold the discarded Luna 9, and the researchers now need a second, closer look to find it. The findings are detailed in a new study published in NPJ Space Exploration. Touchdown. The United States may have been the first country to land astronauts on the moon in 1969, but the Soviet Union successfully touched down on the lunar surface 3 years earlier. With its Luna 9 spacecraft, the Soviet probe carried out the first successful landing on a celestial body, touching down in the moon's Oceanus Procellarum region. Unlike the modern lunar landers built today, Luna 9 deployed a spherical landing capsule with inflatable shock absorbers and fired a braking engine. The probe bounced around the lunar surface a few times before finally coming to a halt using four petal-shaped panels. Luna 9 sent back the first images ever of Aegean from the lunar surface. It remained operational for 3 days before its batteries ran out. But since that chaotic landing, the spacecraft's final location on the moon has remained a mystery. Enter YOLO. In 2009, NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter began returning high-resolution images of the moon's surface. Scientists had hoped the orbiter might help shed light on the location of Luna 9, but outdated calculations, and the probe possibly landing miles away from its intended site, meant the vintage lander was never found. Using modern techniques, the team behind the new study developed an algorithm able to identify subtle surface features left by old spacecraft features that may have been nearly impossible to spot before. They tested YOLO-E on other known landing sites, including that of the Soviet Union's Luna 16 probe. The program displayed high levels of accuracy. Then came its big mission, scanning the roughly 3x3 mile area, about 5x5 kilometers, that the Soviets had originally estimated for Luna 9's landing site. The researchers narrowed it down to a few possible locations, where Luna the 9th of May have been resting for the past 60 years. Each of these spots shows some hints of artificial soil disturbances. These areas, the researchers say, are worth a closer look, and they may be able to pinpoint exactly where Luna 9 is, very soon. India's Chandrayaan-2 is set to launch on its mission to the moon in March 2026. The spacecraft will fly over the same regions of the lunar surface identified by YOLO-E. Perhaps then, Chandrayaan-2 will finally solve the mystery of Luna 9's final resting place.